The early American vision of music that I've been describing could not really last because it overlooked music's primal function, that of leading us through and out of our own valleys of despair. That fact comes home to me every time I succeed in immersing myself very deeply in any concert. Some years ago, I heard German lieder-singer Michael Schopper do Schubert's Schwanengesang cycle. Earlier that same day, I'd read a review of a symposium on Schubert the Man, Myth versus Reality, a postmodern dissection of Schubert that ended with a long analysis of whether he was gay or straight. One participant found a homosexual agenda in his unfinished symphony. Another plumbed the profundity of his heroic suffering at isolation. Then Schubert himself spoke to me and all the deconstruction washed away. Schubert added his huge musical dimension to the works of six German Romantic poets, and 2 hours later, we knew all anyone needed to know. The poems dealt with the themes of unrequited love and human pain the German Romantic poets so liked to talk about. But Schubert veered off in a different direction. This, you see, was the age when great iron machines rose up over Europe, the age in which we rebuilt nature. The Romantics told us that nature rises within us. For them and for Schubert, nature was expanded. Waterfalls were higher, darkness more terrifying, light brighter, thunder louder. Forests were deeper and more mysterious in our minds than they were in the real world. There in the darkened auditorium I met nature, far larger than life, a world of murmuring brooks and moaning winds. I could smell the forest hummus, feel leaves crunch under my feet. Science and technology had responded to the Romantics with the grandest creative upwelling the world has ever seen. As they did, the Romantic vision of nature began including locomotives and the boiling smoke of collieries. Even before Schubert, that creative vision had given us both Frankenstein and Goethe's Faust. And there on the stage, singer, poet, and Schubert all celebrated the wild forces of nature being recreated within us. They told us that those forces have the power to set us free. Listen to the words. Stilled by the breath of the Spirit, we feel the creative breath pervade our souls. The rushing of the wind, God's own wings, deep in the dark night of the forest, free from all restraints, the power of thought soars. Schubert leaves his dissectors behind. Look inside your own minds, he seems to say. Look upon your own nature, for that's where you'll find the truth. That's where you'll recreate the earth. A few years after this experience with Schubert, another experience mirrored it. This time I heard Robert Shaw directing Benjamin Britten's War Requiem. It's based on a poem by Wilfred Owen, the British soldier poet killed in the last days of World War I. Once again, I was set up for the concert by that morning's newspaper. It had a photo showing the fresh ruins of Mostar Bridge in Bosnia. I visited it once. I thought it was incomparably beautiful. Now it was pounded into rubble by Croatian guns. That single image made war stand out of the page in three dimensions. I thought about another time war became very real to me. I was in college in 1948, surrounded by returning World War II veterans. I'd survived the war by being too young to go. The students around me had survived by being luckier than the ones who died. All those ex-GIs, one who'd finished his degree in a wheelchair, another who'd survived the terrible 1945 German counteroffensive. And here is another character from 1948. Robert Shaw was then the young wunderkind transforming American choral singing. I first sang under one of his proteges. Afterward, I went on into engineering, teaching, and singing everywhere I could. That whole part of my life played against the background of Shaw's musical methods and of students who'd been through the same things Wilfred Owen wrote about. They, too, had told me about senseless death. Now I listen as Owen dreams up the ghost of a soldier he killed. The ghost says, I am the enemy you killed, my friend. I knew you in this dark, for so you frowned yesterday through me as you jabbed and killed. I parried, but my hands were loath and cold. Let us sleep now. I think about those GIs. I think about Mostar's once serene bridge. The voice of Wilfred Owen's ghost cuts through like a knife, saying, "It seemed that out of battle I escaped." Well, he did not escape, nor did Schubert, who died unhappy at the age of 31, nor in the end do any of us escape. It was all about sorting darkness and light. So much death, so much pain, no doubt. At the same time, Mostar Bridge has been rebuilt and it stands again. So does Schubert, I suppose, for he's still helping us through our own valleys of despair. Things do come out of the wash, and music sees us through. It walks us back through those dark places, teaches us to weep, and reminds us that you and I are still standing.